I love a beautiful lawn. You love a beautiful lawn. Everybody loves a beautiful lawn, but they don't love how long it takes and how difficult it can be. And that is where True Green comes into play because it's the easiest and most affordable way to get that beautiful lawn. Let's be real. You've got plenty of other things to do in your free time than focus on your lawn care. So let True Green take care of all of that hard work while you get to do everything else that you want to do, like go play golf. Here's what you need to do. Visit truegreen.com, okay? It allows you to do you. Let them do the lawn care. And if you visit truegreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people, that is all guaranteed. You can trust True Green to give you the best lawn because they are the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. They offer a satisfaction guarantee and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. It's truegreen.com. Get started now.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. And that's because the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe has some great features like the available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, available dual wireless charging pads, and much, much more. So think about those places that you want to go, the things that you'd like to do this weekend, and where the Santa Fe can take you. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Freaking First Cut. Golly!
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman, and this is your round one recap for this week's Valspar Championship. Joining me to break it all down, it's Greg Ducharme. Hey, Greg.
What's going on, Rick? Round one, nearly in the books at the Valspar. So a colorful first day here.
Oh, a colorful first day. I think that they should paint the fairways and greens different colors at the Valspar.
That would be insane.
Force everyone to use a non-white golf ball.
Well, hey, we got one guy, Peter Malnati, up there in the mix, not using a white golf ball.
Yeah, Peter Malnati doing a good job.
Just gets it.
Totally gets it. That's why he's on the board, right? All right. So there's most of this round done. The coverage window has ended. We do have some guys out on the golf course, but let's start with that morning wave, Greg. And let's start with one of the notables in the field, one of the favorites, and it's Justin Thomas. And he was able to rally late in his round. He made birdies on 8 and 9 to quickly go from 1 under par, a decent score, to 3 under and get himself inside the top 15. Justin Thomas, we've documented the great golf that he has played since the Wyndham Championship last year. He's trying to get himself right for major championship season, for the Masters specifically, in a couple of weeks. It's been a little turbulent lately. This week could go a long way for him.
It could. Now, today was, the scorecard doesn't show it, but it was pretty turbulent today too. Justin Thomas hit some pretty wild tee shots out there today, especially on his front nine. Yeah. The good news is he was able to save par for the most part. And when he did hit it in the fairway, he hit beautiful iron shots. So getting the ball in play is, if his ball ends up in the fairway, it's a birdie chance for him, which is really cool. And I do think this golf course presents an opportunity where you can drive it in trouble and recover, and it can be enough. But that being said, it's a really good score. I guess my one concern is I'm still seeing some of the same issues pop up. I still saw some of the same issues pop up today.
I don't know if we have a Sam Burns scorecard. Josh, don't worry about it, but I was just looking through his card here. Sam Burns, who I believe was in that, it was Justin Thomas, Sam Burns, and Sung Jae Im, I believe, in that marquee group, made a bogey on 11. That's a par 5. He had a double on 16, a double on 5. So he didn't play the par 5s well. He made two separate doubles. He's even par. Does that leave you optimistic or pessimistic about what we have moving forward?
Well, I did not take him in one and done, so I'm fine with that. I think ultimately optimistic in a very strange way for this week, because Sam Burns has the ability to go shoot 61 or 62 tomorrow. He really does. Tomorrow may not be the day with the weather we have rolling in, but Sam Burns can get himself back into the tournament just as quick as anybody in this field. And so when you see the birdies piling up, I think that's a good sign. Some of those mistakes are things that I do believe he'll be able to clean up. And when he does, he's got the firepower to get back in the mix.
There's plenty of doubles lurking out there. Cam Young had one on number two, his 11th hole of the day. He shot a 2-under 69. And Greg, one of the things that we were watching for Cam Young this week is what he was going to do with the putter. You know, it has been an up and down putting year for Cam Young. I'm happy to announce that at least for this Thursday, he was a small gainer, 0.2 strokes to the positive, and of course, number one off the tee, which is what you would expect. So early returns for Cam Young looking positive.
Yes. Boy, he got off to a great start. He was just hitting it right at every flag. It seems like all these birdies were inside of 5 feet. So that was a great sign. He drove the ball brilliantly today, which is his strength. And the mistakes came, quite frankly, in the short game. Not even so much putting, but a couple mistakes around the greens. And that's another issue that Cam has had of late. But I love what I saw with his ball striking for sure.
One of the early rounds and of the day, and one of the rounds of the day overall, belongs to Adam Svensson. It was a 5-under 66, just one blemish on the card, which was a bogey on the par 3 15th hole. This was kind of a unique way of getting it done. Second in strokes gained off the tee, third around the green, 109th with the putter. You don't usually see a round like that for somebody who is close to the first round lead and somebody who was able to post one of the best rounds of the day.
No, you typically don't. And I think part of that putting statistic is that the one bogey he made at 15 was a 3-putt, albeit it was from 50 feet. But you did see a missed 6-footer for his second putt there. So, you know, that definitely contributed a little bit to the issue. But this is an important round for Adam Svensson because his play has not been great coming in. We think of him as a very strong iron player, and it has been quite poor entering this week, coming off of 3 straight missed cuts. And so nice to see him kind of get back to what Adam Svensson does, which is he's a really good iron player, really good ball striker when he's going well. Hasn't been the case lately, but it's nice to see that today out of him.
He had a great fall, and then when we started back up in January, he wasn't really able to get it going again. Something that we see a lot more. I don't know. It's just like maybe we notice it a lot more now, Greg. I feel like I didn't have my finger on the pulse of that, but like that break does kind of screw up a lot of guys.
Yeah, it definitely can. Well, there's a few ways to look at it. I'm going to rest. I'm going to work on my game to try to improve it. And both of those two things can really change your momentum, right? If you're working really hard to improve your game and making changes to do so, that can be costly. You can come out a different player. And if you take time off, obviously rust can build up. So it's very understandable why that can happen. And it's hard to keep the momentum going from the fall right into the year. And then the last thing, Rick, is now all of a sudden this is the season, right? We've always had a wraparound season where you're in the middle of the year after the fall counts. now all of a sudden you're done with the fall. Your position is set, and you've got January to August to make your move in the FedEx Cup race. So it can definitely add a little bit of pressure. It can add a couple different layers of challenge.
Okay, well, we will challenge ourselves to continue with this leaderboard and get to the guys who played the best in the afternoon. Plus, we're going to look at the betting favorites. But first, we will take a quick break and hear a word from our partners. It's a really fine line creating workout clothes that are great in the gym and workout clothes that are also great to look at outside the gym. And Vuori has threaded that needle. They are designed to work out in, but they don't look like it. They don't feel like it. And it's incredibly comfortable stuff, whether you are running, training, swimming, doing yoga, running errands, lounging around the house. It really doesn't matter. These are versatile clothes. You'll find me often in the men's Sunday performance jogger because I like the jogger situation that goes on down at the bottom, but they're very comfortable. They've got a little bit of a shorter inseam, so they're not as bulky as other pants or other joggers that I have seen out there. And I've really enjoyed how they work both in and out of the gym. So now here's what you can do for our listeners. First-time purchasers are getting 20% off. All you have to do is go to Vuori.com/first. That's Vuori.com/first. Again, not only will you receive 20% off your first order, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75. And here's my favorite part, free returns. Yeah, go check it out. Vuori.com/first and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing. Did you know that more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Those numbers do not add up to me, and I know it can be confusing, the biomechanics of the foot, the bones, the muscles, everything in between, but solving foot pain is simple, and that's where Superfeet comes into play. These Superfeet insoles go into your shoes, give your feet comfort and support where they need it the most, and redistribute the forces that reduce both stress and strain through your entire body, not just your feet. Insoles have been phenomenal for me personally, and they are clinically proven to decrease fatigue, reduce injury, and improve comfort. I can attest to that myself, especially when walking a lot of golf holes that I play. So if you feel good, you play good, you look good, everything works out from there, and it starts from the bottom up. Visit superfeet.com and enter promo code FIRST at checkout for 15% off your first order, plus free shipping.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And we're back, Greg. Let's start with the man at the top of the board. Two shots clear of everybody else at the moment, with only a few within reasonable reach of catching him. And that's Kevin Streelman, who shot a bogey-free 64. That is 7 under par. And Greg, let me remind you, Kevin Streelman's name at the top of the leaderboard at the Valspar, not the first time we've seen that. Winner here in 2013, his last top 10 was just in 2022. It was a T7. He's played here year over year over year. So obviously plenty of experience and plenty of experience seeing his name near the top.
Yes. Although the experience is at the Valspar, but there's not a whole lot of recent experience contending in tournaments. He has come into this event missing 9 of his last 11 cuts, which is obviously not great. Now,
Greg, we try to handicap this stuff, right? We try to predict outcomes, and guys who are missing cuts in 9 of their last 11 are 2 shots clear of the field. It's impossible.
What are you going to do? See, this is a big part of it. I do believe there's in the handicapping metric, there's a big element missing, right? We look at players' past performance. We look at it on a week-to-week basis and study it intensively. But there's this period of time from Monday to Thursday that we miss. And a lot of great work can happen during that time. I would love to get some, you know, regular coverage of the range at a PGA Tour event. I think you could create a really cool, exciting show that could give people like us, handicappers, some really good insight into what's going on the practice areas. Because Kevin Streelman this week changed putters. He went to a different putter that he was aiming better, a putter that allowed him to, like I said, aim better. Also happened to be the same style of putter that he used in 2013 when he won the Valspar here in those wonderful pinstripe pants that he was wearing. So, you know, there's some things that can change from Monday to Thursday. Guys can figure it out. And in this round today for Kevin Streelman, he putted very well, but he also hit a lot of high quality iron shots. And there was a streak where he had 11 one putts in a row. And a lot of that came from work with the putter, but also some really good short game shots and some good and some lucky iron shots. He got a lot of really strong breaks today too, Rick.
Yeah, I saw a couple of bounces go in his direction, and I was like, you know, a little regression.
We'll see
at some point. But you are speaking my language, Greg, and I want to see guys on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday like Carl Yuan, because I'm a true sicko. And Carl shot a 5 under 66. I would have liked to have seen him on the practice putting green with his broomstick putter that he used on Thursday to gain a stroke to the field. And this has been a guy, Greg, who is just firmly in the category of team no putt. And now he has made the switch to long putter and is rolling him in as of right now.
We see this time and time and time again. I mean, if we had that show covering the practice area of a PGA Tour event, the most valuable thing would just be the putting green. What putter is everybody using? How much time are they putting in? Because it's constant. Guys change putters and boom, all of it. I mean, we just talked about it with Kevin Streelman, but even more so than Streelman, when guys who struggle on the greens make a change to something radically different, it opens up their world. It's like it relieves pressure. There's definitely something there. And Carl Yuan definitely took advantage of it today. But this is a fun golf swing to watch, because if he has 2 feet on the ground when he finishes, he will only have 1 hand on the club. And if he has 2 hands on the club when he finishes, he will likely be on 1 foot. So it's definitely an entertaining player to watch. And he does hit it so good. Drove it beautifully today as well.
Yeah, let's put a bow on this with a couple of notables from the afternoon wave. Jordan Spieth wrapping up his round right now. He is playing his final hole of the day. He's 3 under par. He has made 6 birdies. He has offset that with 3 bogeys and kind of a little bit of everything, Greg, which should be about as standard of a Jordan Spieth round as we always get.
Yes. And it's what we've gotten throughout the entire year, right? I mean, the good is really good. The bad is it makes you roll your eyes and wonder. I mean, these are the mistakes that he made today are easily avoidable. You know, one of them was just a bad decision. He probably had a chip in opportunity, decided to putt and ends up three putting it, not official three putties off the green. But you know, it's just little things like that that always seem to pop up and get Jordan. But I will say, watching him today, it seemed like he was making quick, decisive decisions. It seemed like he was into his shots, trusting his golf swing with relative ease. So all in all, despite the frustrating mistakes, I think things are looking pretty good for Jordan.
Well, if Shot Tracker is correct, he is staring bogey in the face at the last, but we will see how that finishes up. Three under, though, is a popular number. Both Xander Schauffele and Nick Taylor finished there with 68. Let's start with Xander. He was the pre-tournament favorite, got off to a really nice start, Greg. He made birdies on 5, 6, and 7 to move to three under par. And as we mentioned, there are doubles out there. He made a double of his own at number 9. He gave another one back at the par 5 11th. So he goes from 3 under to even par in just a stretch of few holes. But he does rally, gets 3 more birdies late, including one on number 18 to get inside the top 15 to finish the day.
He hit a lot of high quality shots today. He does looks, it looks like he's working on that golf swing. It looks like there's a lot of thought going on in his mind, but he does such a nice job of playing golf with that. That being said, both the mistakes, the double at 9 and the bogey at 11, both come from errant tee shots. At 9 to the right, gets into a little tree trouble, and at 11, it's left and leads to a penalty shot. So, you know, these are areas that you going to have to clean up at some point. But like I said, the good is still looking very good for Xander.
Nick Taylor was excellent on approaches. As of right now, he is 7th in strokes gained approach, nearly 3 strokes to the positive. He's chasing down, Adam Svensson at the top of the board. But Nick Taylor is your number one Canadian, most likely to be on the President's Cup team. He's trying to do more than just get on the President's Cup squad. He's trying to be a leader. He's trying to win before then. He's trying to defend his Canadian Open. The progression that we have seen from him in the last 12 months is so much fun.
Yeah, it really is. He's fun to watch compete. I'm not sure who the best comparison is, but he's just fiery when he gets in the ring. And he is so good inside 150 yards. His short irons and wedges are just, they're elite. I mean, he made two birdies on par fives today where he laid up, you know, a full layup to somewhere between 60 and 100 yards and knocked them both to 5 feet. And that's a big advantage when you're, and you have to do that when you're a shorter hitter like Nick Taylor is. So the wedge play is so impressive to me. The putting stroke didn't necessarily make a whole lot of putts today, but every one he hits just looks like it's going to go in. So yeah, I'm expecting good things over the weekend for Nick Taylor as well.
Laid up to 65 yards on number 5, hit it to 18 inches and made that. I could have finished that one off for him. Laid up to 110 yards on number 14, hit that to 16 feet and rolled that in. So those are the two examples that Greg was referencing there. Now, Greg, I'm interested to see what those guys, the Xander, the Nick Taylor, the Jordan Spieth, what their numbers are according to the boys in Vegas, and I think Josh has us ready for that. He does. Wow. Xander Schauffele, 4.5 to 1, 4 shots off the lead, 3 under par. Justin Thomas, also in at 3 under, is 10 to 1. Jordan Spieth did make bogey on the last. He's 2 under at 16 to 1 with Keith Mitchell, who's at 4 under. Nick Taylor's in at 3 under, 18 to 1. That is Xander Schauffele twice as likely to win this as Justin Thomas and 3.5 times as likely or 4 times as likely to win this as Nick Taylor from the same score right now?
No. No way.
What's happened? What is this?
I don't know, but I'm not going anywhere near Xander at that mark. Look, I think Xander is so good at playing with a little chat. He's done this before, working on his swing a little bit. Looks like he's struggling on the range, and he figures out how to go shoot a number. But I don't think this is a guy that's on full cruise control, 4.5 to 1 odds after round one. I mean, this isn't Scottie Scheffler here, right? Well, that's a little strange.
So there are 22 golfers at 3 under or better. He's 4 off the lead. He's 2 off of second. But some of the other guys that are also in at the same number or better are Nick Taylor, Justin Thomas. I guess I'll stop there. I'm not going to try to extend it to, Keith Mitchell. But you know what I mean? But I'm very surprised at these numbers.
Yeah, it is surprising. I think ultimately looking at this betting board right now, you have a massive curveball coming tomorrow with extremely high winds, extremely high rain. You could take a chance, maybe a Justin Thomas, if you like him in bad weather, you think he could separate himself heading into tomorrow. Maybe that's a good play. But ultimately, look, if Cameron Young goes out and gets himself in the lead after tomorrow, I'm not going to feel like I missed out. Because I'm not going to feel certain that he goes out and is going to win. If Xander plays great tomorrow, you're not going to get any odds tomorrow, but you don't really like these odds right now. Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth are probably the guys where if they go out and play great tomorrow, the odds will get shorter and you might wish you had them. But I'm not sure there's anybody else whose odds are going to get shorter that you're going to be really kicking yourself that you didn't take them today.
I'm glad you mentioned tomorrow. Tomorrow is a total crapshoot. So there is a forecast of about 1 inch of rain all day long. There's a greater than 50% chance of rain all day long, with winds really starting to kick up around 8 a.m. There's a lot of ways this could go, Greg. This could go, they play through it and it's tough. They play through it with preferred lies. The early guys start and have to play through it, and then the afternoon guys don't even get on the golf course. That would be the problem, right? Is if your afternoon guys don't even tee it up tomorrow and then get better conditions the rest of the week, that would really put a wave advantage in play.
A huge wave advantage. And that would go to Xander Schauffele, Justin Thomas, Keith Mitchell.
Right. Right. But the problem is, if they play through it, they're in the worst of it. So you're almost like, you almost are wagering whether play will be suspended at any point tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. The only way I could really look at it is it's not going to be suspended. So who handles weather really well? But then it is suspended. And now it's okay. Well, who takes care of soft scoring conditions better than anybody else? There's a lot of change. All I'm saying is this leaderboard could get turned on its head tomorrow, and it might not even move. So that's why I'm much more willing tonight to just kind of hang out for a little bit, go with what you got from pre-tournament and see where you stand on Friday night.
Yeah. If you're dying to make a bet tonight, I don't know.
Find a matchup.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't see any leverage with it. You know more than I, though.
No, I'm with you. I think that you're trying to guess a lot. Tomorrow is, there's literally everybody plays through it and it stinks. Half the field plays through it, gets a huge wave advantage. Nobody plays, and we're right back to where we the range of outcomes for that's when I look at the forecast, it looks like a lot of different outcomes.
Yeah, you have no clue.
Correct.
You have no clue. Correct. I mean, that raining all day, 80% chance of rain all day could be total washout. And you can play in rain, just a matter of how much. Right. So, I have no clue what we're going to get tomorrow. But I would expect to see some golf played from round 2 on Saturday.
Well, there's a small craft advisory in the area, which I guess is for boats. Inexperienced mariners, especially those operating smaller vessels, Greg, should avoid navigating in hazardous conditions.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Southeast winds around 20 knots with gusts to 30 knots are expected. So yeah, be careful out there with your boats, people.
Yeah, and planes.
And golf balls.
And golf balls. Very careful with the golf balls.
The good news is, no matter what happens tomorrow, as long as some golf is played, we'll be back to recap it all. And we will do so with probably smiles on our faces, because producer Josh does all the hard work behind the scenes. And that right there is Greg Ducharme, who you can find on Twitter at TheRealGFD. You can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut. We'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.